Welcome back to the Midday Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome back. I feel like Malik and George, like you're part of the staff here at KZE at this point. You've been on multiple times talking about your books. George, your book is called Sanchez 5 Inbound. We talked about it. You also, I think, spoke with MK at one point.
Yep.
And
Yes, sir.
Malik, your book is called Rock the Mic, and both books are currently available. I know that you can find them on I'm pretty sure Amazon. You can, but are they selling both of those at Oblong Books still?
Yes. From my knowledge, it's
That's
still
Malik.
there. Yeah, so this is George. Mine is in Rhinebeck. I don't know if Malik's is also in Rhinebeck or in Milton, but yes. So my book is still selling in Rhinebeck.
And George, now there's an audio version of it, right?
Yeah, so about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there's an audio version for collection number one and collection number two, which I highly encourage because it's really interesting to hear someone vocalize or kind of narrate your words in that format. So it's I definitely it's the most interesting format I've come across to date. So
Yeah. Did you do the audio?
no, people said I should, but the audio quality has to be really high.
Right.
Higher than people realize, and so you can't just put it on your iPhone. So you have to find like a professional person or professional setup and
Right.
kind of work it out so that it sounds way better than if you did it kind of in your little rinky dinky home studio. So not that you can't, I'm just saying that, suggest
Yes.
that you find somebody professional to do it for you.
I understand. That's right. And Malik, any desire to ever do that with your own book, like an audio
Yeah,
version?
so I've been considering that. I'm doing so much writing now that I'm like I don't even have time to do it. But down the line, I will definitely consider doing that.
Right. I mean, I definitely, since I moved out of the city, which is going on 5 years ago, I've definitely grabbed hold of audiobooks in a way that I never did before. I have all this time in the car, and it's just a wonderful way to really read.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
when I used to hold the physical book while I drove, it was much more dangerous. So, right.
Wasn't very safe. No, Malik, I definitely, if you want to, we can talk, but I definitely suggest you look into it because it's a whole bunch of people really moving to that format, and it Okay. really, and like I said, it really kind of makes your book come alive in ways you did not expect. So, All right, we could talk about that. yep.
Well,
When
what you I it could be interesting yet to have yet another when you talk about that experience of hearing your book or of how different it is from the written version, the physical book, and what the differences is in that experience of digesting a book in those two different ways.
It's definitely because it's really first a collaboration effort between you and they call them producers, audio producers. And you kind of find someone, you kind of hear some of the samples, and it's interesting that they put an accent maybe where you weren't expecting an accent. They kind of highlight something the way you weren't expecting it in a good and bad way. And
Right.
to hear your book kind of give it a certain kind of weight when you have the audio version is super interesting and something that I was just like, yeah, whatever, audio book, this is not a format you have to do as a self-publisher. But when I got the audio copies, I was like, wow, that really makes a huge difference in terms of because as a writer, a lot of stuff happens in your head. You kind of have this loop in your head and you kind of hear the voices, you hear how it reads, but then and when someone else interprets it, it's kind of eye-opening. So whether Malik or any of the writers, I definitely suggest you explore an audio book.
Malik, even though you didn't record an audiobook, I'd be interested to know for you certainly had a concept going into writing the book, and I just wondered if people that you've met who have either read it or probably had to have read it in order to have a some sort of response to it. But I'm wondering if people, that you've met along the way had feelings about your work that came as a surprise to you.
It was like a couple of months ago. I ran into one of the ladies that bought the book, and she said, "Wow!" That's all she said to me, and I'm like, "Okay." And she said, "You," she said, "from reading your book," she's a English teacher, and she said, "reading your book," she said, "she read like the first 50 pages," and she said, "based on how you're explaining, all that is from your head."
And I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, it was very deep thought put into this, the way you wrote the first 50 pages." Because she was honest. She said, "I only read the first 50." And I could tell that some of these events that you mentioned, you didn't research it, because the style of word usage and how you expressed it. And I said, "Wow, that's the first person, you're the first person to say that, other than like the people that know me, that you know." And I said, "Man, you know," she said, I'm very impressed." She said, "I'm," and she said something that other people told me too. They're saying that is addictive. The so
Oh,
far what they
nice.
read is very addictive.
What could be better
So
than that, right?
yeah. So that right there just, you know, said, "Wow, you know," it gave me some confidence. Okay, people are understanding where I'm going with it. So
And George, what have you learned as a self-publisher is the most effective, or one of the more effective ways of getting the book in front of readers, getting the book out there?
besides talking to you,
Yeah, well, I was going to say that should be number one. Well, did you have experiences where people heard about your book on the air?
yes, so people have heard about interviews and heard about the book on air, and I find it if effective, and it's I find it effective to do like book fairs and art fairs
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's, you're not trying to sell 1,000 books at those events, but it's interesting to interact with people, to have a conversation about your book. You know, I have like these two kind of poster boards that I put up that have blurbs in the book, and people stop and read that, and it starts a conversation. And whether or not they buy the book would be nice, but it's more important that you kind of have this conversation. You get feedback, and people, you know, often relate to, yeah, that reminds me of how I grew up, that story, and you know, reminds me of my parents or how my mom disciplined us. And so to me, that's most effective way. It's like putting boots on the ground and getting, besides you, Adam, putting boots on the ground and doing those fairs and events. And you know, again, you won't sell 1,000 books, so you have to
Right.
set your expectations, but you'll
Yeah.
find that feedback is very interesting and highly useful.
Yeah, I would imagine it's very, very wise to be in any opportunity as a young publisher or self-publisher to network as much as you can with other authors and people that publish and et cetera, editors, because you know, this first book, and is this both of your first published book?
So I've done a couple of ebooks, and I was not planning on publishing a paperback. Then someone kind of convinced me to do it. So, so
Okay.
that was collection number one was my first paperback publishing, and so collection number two came out about a month ago. And another collection of short stories that I already published as ebooks, and I just felt it's nice for people to physically have the book in hand, not just rely on an ebook platform. So.
Malik, what I also wanted to ask you before we wind down is, you've done some of these events, right? Where,
Yes.
and what was like something that you learned as a result of doing that, maybe from networking and talking with other folks at those events? Anything that stands out?
Well, to be honest with you, the only one to stand out is when I met Jorge at in no,
Right.
because the reason why I say that is I'm not putting anyone down. The other book fairs or things I go to, many of the authors, they deal with like you say, self-help books, so to speak.
I see.
Not so much history or dealing with their life and how things they grew up with benefited them, or and they sharing a memory, you know, that can benefit people.
Right.
So when I had met Jorge, it was like, wow, you know, finally someone with someone with history, you know, something with a memory,
Yeah.
something that's other than, to me, like depressing, so to speak. Because like when I used to other areas, when you read people books, it's like, wow, you actually gonna mention that happened, you know. So that's one of the things I find fulfilling. And it's the same thing like Jorge say, because I do the same events. I go to like art fairs, book fairs, and small outdoor markets in the area, and to have that engagement with people, because like he said, you know, and I'm agreeing with him, you won't sell 1,000 books, but as a self published author, and you were able to talk to people, it leaves an impression. Like
Right.
one time I remember I talked with someone, they didn't buy the book. But the next time they came and they said, "Oh yeah, that's the guy. We had a nice conversation. Oh, let me get your book." So, you know, they remember that, you know,
That's nice.
and I said, that's cool.
It's worth the time and the effort to do these things and to get out in the world and talk about your book with anybody who will listen. Just mention where people, like if they feel inspired to check you guys out right now and get the book, where do you send them?
online for Malik's book, Rock the Mic, you could go to Barnes and Noble. You go to the Barnes
Okay.
and Noble's website, and it's, you get
Very,
electronic or hard copy.
very good. And George?
No, so you can get my book on Amazon. It's just go to Amazon and type in Sanchez 5 inbound, and it'll come up for you. If
Okay. All
nobody
right.
else has that title. So I might maybe get into the local Barnes and Noble in Poughkeepsie. Fingers crossed, but we'll see.
My fingers are crossed for you too. The listeners out there, if you do end up buying the book, please do write reviews on those retail sites because it helps immeasurably to authors such as George and Malik. You know, we want to help them out as much as possible. So thank you both.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.